The company behind TikTok, ByteDance, proposed a few fixes to the Linux kernel to improve the speed on which the Linux kernel actually reboots. I find this fascinating. While this is not really relevant for you and me and normal engineers, it is quite significant to large companies such as TikTok, Google Scale, or Amazon Scale. And so shaving few hundred milliseconds can make big performance to their SLAs. So we've seen this with Google like a few months back, where they improved their Linux kernel to reboot faster when you have a large amount of SSDs. Because you see, the previous API was synchronous. That means you call in an SSD, say reboot, and then you, once that reboots, go to the next one and reboot. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, each SSD takes like 5 seconds to shut down. So that really adds up. So they moved it to an asynchronous API, which obviously significantly improved the reboot process. But now we're seeing the same thing with TikTok. Slightly different, but I wanted to discuss this. How about I jump into it? Welcome to the Backend Engineering Show with your host, Hussein Nasser. This is the show where we discuss the art and the craft of building software and cover recent news on backend technologies. If you enjoy the show, make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and rate it on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. With that said, let's get on the show. So this comes from Phoronix. How about we read a blurb and then discuss? ByteDance working to make it faster KXeC booting the Linux kernel. ByteDance, as a Chinese company behind TikTok, has been working on a number of Linux kernel optimization a few years, and their recent work is for faster K-execute rebooting the kernel. So if you might say, like, what is that? And that is exactly what the question I had. Like, what is K-execute? Because you see, I don't work with the Linux kernel and I don't develop the Linux kernel. But here is one problem, when it comes to kernel development and kernel updating. Like, if you have a Linux operating system and you want to update its kernel, because you want to stay up to date, right? With this enhancement, new kernel features, security, so it needs to stay up to date. And as a result, you need, after you apply the new kernel, you need to restart it. Same thing with kernel development. If your kernel, like you compile your kernel and it crashed because you had a bug, what do you do? The kernel is down, you have to restart your whole machine. And restarting a machine takes time, like minutes, right? Especially if you have hardware, you have to do this post thing, like power on self-test. You have to initialize hardware. So it takes time. So imagine you are a kernel developer and you have to do the restart every single time you crash or every time you have to restart. Whew. So people invented this thing that's called K-execute, the kernel execute, which is a very clever way. You know, what it does is basically you take the new kernel image that you want to load, and then you give it the old one and just execute that. And when you execute that, the operating system will load the new kernel image and then discard the old one without going through the boot sequence processes and doing the hardware initialization. You might argue that, oh, your hardware can put in a weird state. But if you can live with it and you know the consequences, that's a huge save time. So today, right, without any of the optimization, this takes around 500 milliseconds. So that was like a summarization of whatever is being said here, right? Apparently, that's not enough for TikTok. It's too slow. You might wonder what TikTok is doing. I don't know. Are you updating the kernel every day? That seems like a little bit excessive, if you ask me. Unless they're doing something else with the kernel, right? Or maybe they're using the kernel reboot to reboot their servers instead of actually applying a new kernel images. I don't know. So they're planning to optimize this to down to 15. And that is the part that interests me, right? As an engineer, I like to see that part. Like, what did you guys do to optimize that? You see, when I explained the kernel image, right? The kernel execute. I said it takes an image. That image by default was designed to be compressed. Ah, here's one optimization. Because it's compressed, first of all, you have to decompress it. And in order to decompress it, you have to copy it. So there is copying involved and there is decompressing involved. And those two things significantly slow down, and that contribute to the 500 milliseconds, apparently, right? And if you guys are interested, this is their pull request or whatever it's called, the commit, the proposal. So this is coming from one of ByteDance developers, Hanji Albert. In many time-sensitive scenarios, we need a shorter time to restart the kernel. However, in the current k-execute fast restart code, or that's what it's called today, there are many places in the memory copy operation, verification. So there is a verification as well that I didn't talk about, right? So apparently we're verifying if the images is the kernel image is actually correct or not. So that takes time. Wouldn't you still need to verify the image regardless, even if it's uncompressed? I don't know. And decompressing the decompression and operation, which takes more than 500 milliseconds. Through the following patch series, machine KX start kernel only takes 50 milliseconds. So here's some more of the patches. So four patches in total. Pretty cool thing, right? And yeah, look, a bunch of stuff. And guys, I absolutely love to cover these things because I learned so much. You know, before I read this news this morning, I didn't know even what kernel execute is, you know? But just reading that, it's like, wow, there is a thing that was designed to solve a problem, and that thing is now being optimized to make it even better. It just fascinates me. I don't know. Maybe this is just me. You know, at the grand scheme of things, you know, it's like shaving half a second of kernel boot. You know, it's not really matter for me and you. You know, if I'm gonna upgrade my Linux setup, you know, I don't care if I can wait an extra second or half a second. Who cares, right? But think of scales, right? TikTok is as popular as ever, no? So they have tons of servers. So if a new kernel security patch has come in and they have, let's say, to be conservative, 100,000 servers, 200,000 servers, you know, definitely more than that. You know, if they want to apply, you know, the security patch to all 200,000 servers, let's do the math here. So I just did a quick math, guys. If TikTok assume they have 200,000 servers, and just to be, you know, conservative, they definitely have more than that. You know, and there is a new kernel that they need to update. You know, there's a new Linux kernel. Security patch, urgent, they have to do it, or there's an optimization in the new kernel and they want to load the new kernel. Using today's method, which takes around 500 milliseconds, half a second to load a new kernel, they need 27 hours, 28 hours to be specific. So yeah, 28 hours to update all 200,000 servers. And you might say, they do it in parallel. It's not really serially, right? You're just not waiting for one server after another to reboot. It depends on the script and how they wrote it. But if you do it in parallel, yeah, it's going to be slightly less than that, obviously. But this really matters for them. Shaving that from 500 milliseconds down to 15 brings this down to what? It's nuts. This brings down this to less than an hour. So yeah, if they implemented this and it's approved by Linus Torvalds, then they can bring this reboot sequence to 15 milliseconds. They can bring down the 28 hours down to less than an hour. And obviously with in parallel, it's going to be a few minutes probably to do the entire thing. So yeah, it really adds up. And I just love, enjoy reading these article. And go check out the Foronix. Really, I love their content. This is an amazing website that just, you know, focuses on details. You know, they try to stay objective about the thing itself and discussing this stuff. So guys, as a summary, I think this is I absolutely love this thing because it changes the way I think about anything. I think I talked about this in another video, like the other day, right? I talked about this video where there is a Linux function that I've been sitting there for ages, and someone decided to take a look at the code and improve it. Yeah, just by looking at what is it doing, and they took advantage of new CPU architecture and just they improved it by what, twice, three times. They made it really fast. It's just, I absolutely love this thing. It just changes the way I think when I look at my code and says, why am I doing it this way? It just opens up, different avenues for you to think. And especially as a backend engineers where we deal with operating systems, right? We deal with networking, we deal with databases, we deal with proxying. So any latency really adds up. And if you think holistically about this stuff, it just changes the way I think. And I'm learning new things every day. Yeah, it's just fascinating to me. This is indeed C. Backend engineering is an unending, beautiful sea of things to learn. See you in the next one. You guys stay awesome.